From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A call for aid to refugees. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says urgent action is needed to prevent a massacre of Palestinian refugees at the Yarmouk camp in Damascus.
The Yarmouk refugee camp is the deepest circle of hell. After more than 2 years of merciless siege, 18,000 Palestine refugees and Syrians are now being held hostage by Daesh and other extremist militants.
Islamic State militants have taken control of the area, and Mr. Ban is calling for aid providers to be given access to Palestinian refugees trapped in the camp. 2 weeks of airstrikes by Saudi-led coalition fighting. Houthi rebels in Yemen have failed to stop their advance across the country. The rebels and their allies have extended their operations into the central part of Aden and the largely Sunni areas in the southeast of the country. Somalia's government is placing bounties on the heads of 11 al-Shabaab leaders. The bounties announced Thursday include a reward of $250,000 for the capture of al-Shabaab chief Ahmed Omar Abu Ubaid, and amounts of between $100,000 and $150,000 for 10 other prominent militants. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, is demanding that economic sanctions imposed against his country be lifted as soon as final nuclear agreement is reached. In a speech on Iranian television, the cleric said a framework agreement is no guarantee that a final accord will be reached. The Ayatollah said that he neither supports nor opposes the agreement reached last week between six leading nations and Iran. This is VOA News. Foreign policy looms as a major factor in next year's U.S. presidential election. Voter surveys show growing concern about the threat from Islamic State militants and Iran's nuclear program. Jim Malone has more.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is expected to jump into the presidential race Monday and will highlight his work on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The two Republicans already in the race, Senators Rand Paul of Kentucky and Ted Cruz of Texas, gave prominent attention to foreign policy issues in their announcements. The Republican field could include a dozen or more prominent party figures in the months ahead. Among those considering a run is former UN Ambassador John Bolton, who says foreign policy issues have taken center stage during the past year. Jim Malone, Washington.
U.S. President Barack Obama said Thursday he will make a decision soon whether to remove communist Cuba from a list of countries the United States considers to be state sponsors of terrorism. On a visit to Jamaica, Mr. Obama said a State Department review of Cuban actions in world affairs is now complete, and he is awaiting the actual recommendations from his aides. Taliban militants stormed a court building in northern Afghanistan Thursday. At least 8 people were killed, 60 wounded. Afghan authorities say they gained control of the court complex in Mazar-e-Sharif after a 6-hour siege. Several security officials, including a district police chief, were killed, along with several civilians. Greece has made a debt repayment of $495 million to the International Monetary Fund. That eases days of uncertainty and brings relief to investors, and is a crucial payment that will help Greece move closer to securing a final international bailout package. The head of the International Monetary Fund says global growth is moderate and uneven and faces rising risks. The assessment came in a speech in Washington by IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde, that coming ahead of next week's gathering of the fund's 188 members from around the world. In South Africa, the University of Cape Town Thursday took down a statue of British colonialist Cecil John Rhodes. The university's governing council had voted the day before to remove the old statue and promised that it would be stored safely. Rhodes, a businessman, politician, and philanthropist, is seen by black South Africans as a symbol of imperialism and white privilege. The removal of the statue follows weeks of multiracial student demonstrations. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter, who arrived in South Korea on Thursday, says North Korea's recent missile tests are a reminder of how dangerous the situation is on the Korean Peninsula. From the VOA News Center, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.